Hey, Dave.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Comic Relief. Hour 52.
Oh, that takes me back.
I don't really remember
hour 52.
No, I don't remember the 52 bit, but I remember the music generally. And more
do you know
like,
what? The last time I played that jingle, I was in this room, but in my head, I wasn't.
Same with me.
I was somewhere else.
I was in a different place. I was in a different studio, maybe on the top floor, much bigger studio, with windows all the way down one side.
That's
because our mind was playing tricks with us.
We had this piece of audio that we played as we broke the Radio 1 record and then again the world record. And I listened to it upstairs earlier on this morning and I welled up.
Aww.
All the memories came back of that big show.
Oh, bless you. Well, anyway, the reason we brought this up, this marathon show, is because Alan said to me, oh, we have to talk about the marathon show today. Dave, myself here.
Hello.
Broke the record for Radio 1's longest ever show, as well as setting a brand new Guinness World Record for the longest music show by a radio team. That's since been beaten, by the way.
I know.
Two old duffers up north.
Yeah, but how much did they raise?
Do you know what? It actually doesn't matter. Hmm. Anybody who kind of does that, A, they're nuts to do it. B, they did it to beat us, which I found very bizarre, but whatever.
And for all the people who are kind of saying, well, why don't you then... Right, no.
Yeah, why don't you try and beat their record?
No, no.
Why would we do that? Why would we do that? Because then someone else is only going to beat it.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
I'm not doing this for the rest of my life, is doing sort of, you know...
We did it before anyone else did it, and then someone else has done it. It's fine if they want to be the second people to do it. Anyway, go... So we broadcast with a load of other radio and DJs and tons of guests popped in. I'm reading the script, man,
yeah.
Even though I did it. 3.8 million people watched it on the website.
Really?
Just
yeah.
3.8. Not 2.
2.8 million watched it on the BBC Red Button for an average of 144 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew how many people watched it on the website.
3.8.
So can you add those sums up together?
Could be the same people.
That?
Could be the same people.
No, it's not.
Okay.
What is it? 16, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.6 million people.
For me, it's the average amount of time that they watched it for as well, which I think is incredible. Yeah. 144 minutes was the average.
Average. Lots.
Yeah, average.
Went a lot longer than
that's
that.
Mad,
yeah.
Isn't it?
So, why are we talking about this today?
Because
we're talking about this. We raise a lot of money,
yeah.
But they've now released, Comic Relief have let us know that there is now a new total.
From where? Because we got a total on the day.
Yeah.
And then I jumped on an aeroplane to go on holiday, and then you rang me the next day and went, oh, by the way, it's gone up.
Yeah.
There was a bottleneck at the last second,
yes.
from dirty old men with money to burn who wanted to see Fern in a bikini.
Well, didn't the whole Fern bikini thing put on something in the region of 600 grand or something like that?
It was just under 2, and then ended up being 2.4, and then ended up being 2.6.
Yeah.
Is that right?
2.4, that's right. At the end of the show, when we went off air, 2.4, while you were away on holiday, they counted everything and it became 2.6.
Because yeah. People were donating on the website and
yes.
Yada yada and all that.
So it's now gone up slightly more. So I have it here.
You're excited about this.
Well, no, I just think it's nice to draw a line underneath it and
I
say
so.
This is what your total is.
Tell you what, if it's over 2.8, Dave, I think we should take 1%.
Right.
All right. Oh, there's a little plaque. There's
a little plaque has been given to us by Comic Relief.
It's covered. He's got the amount covered up. He's peeling it off.
Are you ready?
Well, yeah.
Does it say anything?
Yeah, it says...
We'll peel it off bit by bit and I'll
read it. Red Nose Day 2011,
yeah.
Guinness World Record for the longest marathon for radio music show DJ team, and then the amount, which is...
2.8 million! Nah! So that's like another £200,000.
Yeah. Now, bearing in mind, when we started this, and we said this a couple of times, is that our realistic goal figure was £100,000.
Yeah. And then it was £500,000.
Well, it was £100,000 to start off with. If we could got anywhere near a quarter of a million, we'd have been over the moon.
So the final total is 2.8 million, which is 2,821,831 pounds.
Do you know what? If anyone's listening who texted in and gave us a pound...
Thank you so much.
It's £831 at the end. That's because of you.
Yeah. But no, we said at the time, it's a phenomenal amount of money. So thank you so much to everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for giving us all that money. 2.8 million.
And also just everyone that just watched it and everything. I still get people coming up to me on an almost daily basis saying, watched you on the marathon show.
I know. You know they'll want us to do it again one day. I need to get out of this 2.5-year contract. That's what I need to do.
I do have it down on an email.
We need to take holiday around Comet Relief time.
Yes.
We'll have the whole of March off.
Every year.
We'll work through Christmas and everything. New Year's Day breakfast. We'll have the whole of March off.
I remember after you walked up Kilimanjaro, we did discuss how the heck are we going to beat that in money form and also in the size of the project. And I think you did it with
the biggest
show.
Thing we've done?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Easily.
Money-wise and whatnot.
Yeah.
I never thought it would be. I genuinely never thought it would be.
Just over 2.8. £20,000 over 2.8 million.
Do you remember
what? So well done. If you're listening and you gave money, thanks for that. That you should be really proud of yourself. I'm going to ask, by the way, about that money.
What?
No, no, no. Seriously, you've got to look. Can I have some?
Oh,
I'm
going to
say no. Only because I'm intrigued, because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm intrigued to see what they do with it. Is there a plan? Do they just put it in the pot? Do they have a specific idea? Can we come up with? Can we suggest anything? Can we track the money?
Yeah. Well, it was nice that you got to see where the Kilimanjaro money went.
Well, that's why. That's why I thought about it, because that going up a stupid mountain with Cheryl Cole and then X amount of months later putting a net in someone's hand for me was fulfilling, but. There was sounding worthy. I saw the end product.
Yeah.
And so many times you give someone money or charity, you put money in a tin or whatever, or you phone up and you don't know, you don't know what you've done. You know you've helped, but you don't know what you've done.
Well, it's very timely what with the famine that's going on in Central Africa at the moment. Isn't there, Dom?
East Africa.
In East Africa at the moment.
Yeah, well done. I wouldn't bother doing that news reading course.
No, absolutely.
Well, I wasn't wrong. It is.
No, in East Africa.
It's Kenya. Yeah.
Is that famine in Keswick and in Kenya? Yeah. Oh, that's it.
No,
that's
it is. And the pictures are horrendous.
Horrible.
Absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, but then again, maybe we can see if we can spend it in the UK. Maybe we can split it between a few things. I don't know. It might be gone. They might have already spent it.
Well, we'll ask them later because we'll be meeting up with them later.
We are.
We've seen the Comet Relief people today, so we'll find out. If anyone's interested, by the way, you might be there going, I don't give a rat's ass or whatever. RB and Devon said, I give you a fiver.
Thank you very much.
Someone else has gone, Jesus, yeah, you're so great, but how long are you going to milk this for? Do you know what?
No, that was it.
We'll milk it because we got £2.8 million. So screw you, hater.
That's the line.
Yeah. With respect, up yours.
Yeah, with respect, shove off. And I hope you gave us some money, you moany old sod. Alright, anyway, so we'll find out what they're going to do with it. Which is good. Anyway, thank you very
Brilliant.
Much.
Brilliant. Thank you.
You're very, very generous.
BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Comic Relief.
I like playing this while I'm awake.
Hour 52.
It was ridiculous, wasn't it? Hour 52.
Did they have any more made up just in case we went nuts?
What does that mean?
Like, was there an hour 53?
Yeah, we've got an hour 53.
Really?
We never played it.
What did it go up to?
53.
Did it?
I pull the plug after that.
Yeah. I never thought that we'd need to get to 40. Could you remember when we got to 37 hours and we'd broken the Mayo record? I wanted to go to the pub. It was Paddy's night. I thought we'd done £1 million.
Dave had his coat on. Woohoo!
We've done £1 million.
We saved Africa. Let's go.
Broken Mayo's record.
Yeah.
You know, we could be in the pub by 8 o'clock.
Job's done.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we'll do next time.
And all the squares said, no, you've got to stay.
We'll do Radio 1's shortest ever show. Hiya, thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We raised a pound. And all of that pound will go to Comet Relief.
Every little helps.
That's right. All right, Dominic is doing something very special today. We will tell you what later. Listen.